I'm a member of the sandwich generation. That is to say, I'm at that age in life where I'm sending my kids off to college and I'm learning to care for an elderly parent. I visited my mother this past weekend. She lives in an assisted living facility in Pasadena. And what struck me was that as people grow older, they talk a lot about their physical ailments, but what really is going on is a spiritual struggle. The questions again come back, is there really a God? And if there is a God, does that God really care for me? Well, interestingly, that's the question that faced these two disciples on that Easter morning. They had followed Jesus for 3 years. They had watched as he was crucified. They had even heard from the women that Jesus was no longer in the tomb, that he had been raised from the dead. They were quite unimpressed. They went for a long walk. And a visitor joins them along the way. They begin talking about the events in Jerusalem, and these two disciples are astounded. Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who has not heard of anything that has taken place? And the irony is, of course, that they are the ones who really don't understand what has taken place. When we don't understand how to see Jesus, when we don't know anymore where to find Jesus, when we struggle to know if there's really Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus meets us along the road. He reads the scriptures and interprets them. He breaks bread. He gives us a sermon and a supper. And ever since that moment at Emmaus, Christians, when they have wanted to see Jesus, have gone to the scriptures, and they have broken bread together. Jesus sends us through the scriptures to see him. The ancient theologians of the church, and then again the reformers in the 16th century, were fully confident that you can go to the Bible and you will encounter the living Christ. Jesus becomes present as we hear the scriptures read and interpreted. And that is as true of the Old Testament as it is of the New. Everywhere we are given eyes to see Emmanuel, God with us. And the same thing happens when we're invited to the table. Now, theologians have argued over the centuries about what exactly it means to say, this is my body, this is my blood. But Christians have been fully in agreement that when they eat that bread and when they drink that cup, Christ himself somehow is present. We go to the scriptures to find Jesus, and we go to the table to find Jesus. But here's a strange thing. You notice that as soon as their eyes were opened, he vanished from their sight. We come to the scriptures, we come to the table to see Jesus. But in the end, we're not really going to find Jesus. Our hope is that we will begin to see not Jesus, but see with the eyes of Jesus. So here you are at seminary, and you want to see Jesus. You're taking classes in the Bible, in theology. You're even required to take Christology, so that you can see Jesus. going to learn about worship and sacraments and celebrating the Lord's Supper, because there you can encounter the living God. Gathered together for word and sacrament in the chapel, because we believe that Christ Himself is here. But along your own road to Emmaus, you may also make the startling discovery that as soon as you see Jesus, He vanishes. What does it mean to worship a God who became human flesh, that we could hear and see and touch, and yet now has been crucified and has vanished from our sight? Well, I wouldn't want you to quote me, but quit looking for Jesus. Quit looking for Jesus. Because the point is not for you to grab hold of Jesus, but for Jesus to grab hold of you. And the point is not for you to look at Jesus, but for you to look at the world that He has changed, and to look at it through His eyes. You see, when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, when we hear the Scriptures read and interpreted, we learn that Jesus is not just here or there, but He is the light that illuminates everything everywhere. Go live in the light. Do good. Seek peace. And praise the God who is always